You guys ready? Okay. Luke 1 and verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." So that's what we want to talk about this morning. We want to talk about having God's favor. Raise your hands if you want God's favor in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Guys, we need it. Amen? So here's this little girl, this young lady, you know, just doing the thing. Maybe she's out, you know, working in the field. Maybe she's straightening the curtains. But all of a sudden, it's a normal day, doing the thing that she does. Man, this young lady, okay? And there's already been some things going on in her life. She's about to get married to this guy. Maybe they're deeply in love. Maybe she's just caught up in this big situation and doesn't really know what to expect. But here's this little girl, and all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, we're talking about a big angel, an archangel, a mighty angel of God, appears before her and says this, and Mary's like, "What? What?" How many of you guys think that would be kind of freaky, man? Kind of scary. I mean, every time you see an angel appear in Scripture, everybody is captivated. Everybody's got some fear initial. It's like when you walk around the corner and you see something you don't expect. Imagine, and you know, you're kind of like, whoa, I didn't expect to see that. Imagine this, you're doing whatever you're doing, and all of a sudden there's an angel of the Lord, man, and there's that holiness and that brilliance and everything. That would be a scary situation, man. You know what I'm talking about? So here's Mary, man, little girl. You know, normal little Jewish girl, not a whole heck of a lot going on in her life. But look, "Greetings, O favored one." That's what we're talking about this morning, God's favor. And we need God's favor. But look real fast, what do we have when we have God's favor? "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Now, I love that, man. I love that so much because that, to me, is a game changer, and that can be a game changer for all of us. You know what I mean? I don't know if you've ever been in a scary, scary situation before, but if you belong to the Most High God, it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter where you're at. God is with you. That's a big deal. That is a huge deal. Amen? When you walk through the water, I don't want to have to walk through no water. When you have to walk through a flood, when the water's getting high, when the flames are getting close, God says, okay, number one, we're going to go through some crazy times in this world. Y'all hear what I'm saying this morning? You're going to go through some stuff that you don't like, okay? But number one, man, you're going to have to go through it, but you will go through it, and God is going to be with you. What a wonderful promise we have as children of the Most High God. Not all of us, I mean, we are all God's creation. We've all been made in that image, but not all of us are his children. Does that make sense this morning? You've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm not talking about being a perfect person. I'm not talking about being able to say any verse in the Bible. I'm not talking about putting $500 in an offering plate. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm not talking about coming to church every Sunday. I'm talking about I realize that I am a sinner. I realize that I am a messed up individual and that there's no way for me to get to the Father except through Jesus Christ. So I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, okay? Now guess what? I'm in the family. And my God says, "I will in no way, no wise cast you out." What a wonderful blessing we have. Amen? Little girl, ma'am. Little girl. God has this amazing, huge plan for her. It just blows my mind to think. This girl, she just loves God, man. She's just trying to do the right thing. She's like any other little girl out there. Doesn't really stand out, but she stood out to God. You know what I mean? God says, "I got something amazing planned for you." Now, having said that, because God's got some amazing plans for this church. God's got some amazing plans for us as individuals. God wants to really use us. Amen? God wants to use us to be a blessing to a lost and dying world, to encourage the saints to bear much fruit. Okay. But think about all the hardships that little Mary had to go through. Think about it. You know what I mean? She's favored of the Lord, and she was. And God is with her. But she had all these crazy things that she had to go through. But God made sure that Joseph was there with her. God made sure that there was going to be some frankincense, some gold, and some myrrh. What is that? God made sure there was some provision for them on that journey that they had to go into Egypt. God told him, hey, you got to get up and go into Egypt. All right, Mary went through a lot of hard stuff, man. She saw her son murdered on a cross. She saw that. You know what I mean? But she still had God's favor. The point I'm trying to make right now is we can have the favor of the Lord, but that doesn't mean our life's going to be easy, and that doesn't mean that we're not going to go through painful, hard times sometimes. That makes sense? Okay. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. So a nice little definition of favor that I was able to find, what I settled on, was demonstrated delight. I like that. Demonstrated delight. And when I read demonstrated delight, talking about God's favor, tangible evidence of God's tangible evidence of God's love in my life, talking about God's favor. When I was reading about that last night, first thing that came to my mind was Joseph, man. Remember, not Joseph, Mary's husband, but Joseph, the guy, the little kid who got the coat of many colors. You know what I mean? He had his daddy's favor, all right? So his daddy blessed him with that coat of many colors. And that coat of many colors, it wasn't just some hip happening thing like, hey guys, check this out. I got a coat of many colors. It was, he shouldn't have done that. He was kind of bragging about it, maybe not. But see, it wasn't just the coat, but it was what the coat represented, man. That coat was like, hey, this boy has my favor, okay? This boy doesn't have to work in the field like you guys have to. Now, that's not to say that when we have the Lord's favor, we're not going to have to do our work. But talking about this little story right here, man, Joseph's daddy, Jacob, gave him that little coat representing, hey, my boy has my favor. Now, all those other brothers, man, they didn't dig on that. They didn't like that at all. Matter of fact, it got to eating at them so much that they were going to kill them. And then they decided, well, you know what? Let's just not kill them. Let's sell them into slavery. Okay. He had the father's favor, man. And God used little Joseph to be a blessing to a whole bunch of folks. Joseph was a big part of God's plan for the Israelite nation. You see what I'm saying? And he had to go through some pretty tough times. And he had God's favor. I'm just trying to make this point. We're going to have hard times, man, okay? But we need God's favor in our life, man. You want to have God's favor? You got to be in the family. Amen? Give him some praise. Okay. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. I want you to remember that, guys. Underline that on your bulletin. God is with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. 29. But she was greatly troubled at this saying. Why would she be troubled at that? Okay, she's whatever she's doing, man, gathering firewood, whatever, working in the field. Boom, there's this massive angel, man. And he says, greetings, O favored one. Maybe she never thought in her entire life that she was anything special. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Maybe she never, I mean, she was just a little girl, and there was countless little girls running around Israel. You know there were. And God said, you have my favor. Amen. What a wonderful, beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. Life can be pretty tough. Amen. But she had the favor of the Lord. What a beautiful, precious thing. Amen. But she was greatly troubled at this saying. Favor? Me? God is with me? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. Okay, we need to be humble. We have to work on being humble. Okay, that's what we need to do. But let's not lose this, man. You are precious in the sight of God. Amen. Let me say that again because I want that to sink in. You are precious in the sight of God. He loves you so much. Amen? Y'all with me? But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Underline that too. Underline that, whatever. Remember it. Do not be afraid. God is with you. We have his favor. Do not be afraid. Because sometimes we forget that part, man. God is with me. Well, what in the heck does that mean? It means God is with you, man. The creator of the universe is right there with you. He'll never leave you. Amen. He wants us to listen to him. He wants us to experience that wonderful awesomeness of sharing a relationship with him. He wants to be part of our lives, man. And sometimes we just leave him on the back burner. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But listen, we don't have to be full of fear. And I know that's easy for me to say. But it's not that easy for me to say. But it can appear that it's easy for me to say. But looky here, man. you're going through this crisis, man. You're going through this hard time. And as I look at you guys, man, I mean, some of us have lost precious loved ones this year. Some of us are going through crazy physical battles. Some of us are fighting for our life right now. Some of us haven't made this little amount of money in years. You know what I mean? Some of us, whatever, fill in the blank, man. We got this going on. But I have God's favor because I'm his child, man. You see what I'm saying? I'm his child. He is with me. I don't have to be full of fear. And the choice is ours, man, if we want to be full of fear or not. You know what I mean? God says he doesn't want us to be full of fear. But if we want to go it alone, we want to do it on our own, you know, we can be pretty messed up and pretty fearful. And I'm not talking from my pedestal. I'm not talking like I got it all together. I'm just saying God does not lie. And he wants us to have peace. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Amen. So, well, let me just read this. Look at Joshua 1, verse 9. What a powerful, powerful verse. Commit this to memory. Before you leave today, commit this to memory, and I'll give you a shiny brass penny if you can quote this. I'm playing. Joshua 1, verse 9. This is a good verse to memorize, though. Joshua 1, 9. Have I not commanded you? It's like a military term. Have I not commanded you? Not a lot of wiggle room there. This is God talking to Joshua. Joshua has just taken over this massive, massive, I won't say burden, you know, but Joshua is just taking over from Moses. Moses just graduated. Moses just went up to heaven. And now Joshua, his understudy, you know, is in charge of this whole nation of grumblers and complainers, man. And he's got to take them into the promised land. So there's going to be mooey warfare, a lot of warfare ahead of them. You know what I mean? That'd be pretty scary, right? Now, Moses did a fine job, but, you know, I don't know, God. And sometimes God has to be stern with us. You know what I'm saying? Listen up. Have I not commanded you, Josh? Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. And that potential is always there for us to be really, really frightened. You know, and this is what the angel is trying to make this point to little Mary. Mary, got a big job for you. God's got a really big job for you. You are precious in his sight. You are just the person for this job. And Mary's like, well, who, me? What am I? I'm just this kid. No, God is with you. That's all the difference in the world, man. God is with us. We have his favor. Therefore, I don't need to be full of fear. Amen? Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. Why? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Now think about that, wherever I go. So say I want to do something that I know is not, how can I word this? I want to do something that is contrary to God's word. I want to go ahead and do something that I want to do, and I know it's not really the right thing to do. I know it's something that I would not do if I really realized I was hanging out with God at this moment. You know what I mean? But think about that. When I go and do something, this kind of burns, this kind of stings when you think about it. But as a child of God, someone who loves Jesus Christ, someone who is sealed by the Holy Spirit, someone who has the Holy Spirit dwelling inside them, I'm dragging along the Holy Spirit to take part in things that it cannot stand. Does that make sense? Yeah. So we need to think about that sometimes, okay? And I'm right there in the middle of all that. Can I get a witness up in this? Delicious. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, okay? Now let's look at it like this. I got this crazy, crazy situation coming up. I don't know what's going to happen on the other side of it. Yep. God is with me. God is with me. Amen. That's a big deal. Let's go to the next slide, guys. Let's read 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. It should be on your bulletin, and it's right here on the slide if it is not. I'll get it. 2 Chronicles 16, 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. That is really, really cool. I'm talking about, hey, man, I want some of that favor you're talking about, Paul. I want some of that favor of the Lord. What does that look like, man? Okay, well, check this out. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. You know, God's got his eyes on his people. Now, the picture here is God searching around to be there for his people, to help his people when they're going through a hard time. How many of you could really use the Lord's help right now? Amen. Well, here we are. Here we are, guys, and we're in the right place. It's not about me, but it's about God's promises. Amen. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose hearts are blameless towards him. Well, I'm out of the running. Now, I'm not blameless. I've done a lot of things that ain't cool. I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of. I've done a lot of things that are pretty selfish. I am not a blameless person. Okay. It's not, well, okay, let me, whose heart is blameless. Okay, your translation might say, whose heart is perfect before the Lord. Well, that ain't me either, man. I ain't blameless. I ain't perfect. What it's talking about is that person who says, it's talking about that person that says, I want to please God more than I want to please myself. I want to please God more than I want to please man, okay? When God's looking around and he says, well, looky here. Dwayne wants to please God more than he wants to please me. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. God loves his babies, man. You know what I mean? Everyone knows I got a bunch of kids. You know, I love them all the same, man. I love them. I would die for any one of them. You know, die for all of them, whatever. Some of them can be kind of ornery sometimes, but I love them all the same. Even when one of them wants to be selfish, wants to be rebellious, I don't love them any less. I certainly would not kick them out of my family. You know what I mean? Because they are mine. Amen? So here we are. We're God's kids, and sometimes we do stuff we shouldn't do. Well, God says, repent, man. Like that prodigal son. Remember the prodigal son? You know what I mean? What happened when the prodigal son came to his senses and he ran back to the father? The daddy was waiting. The father put the robe on him, put the ring back on him. Boom! There's the favor, man. There's the favor of the father. Okay? He didn't kick him out of the family. The boy wanted to go and do his own thing. But daddy loved him just the same. Can I get a witness? Okay. But look, God is looking for those whose hearts are blameless. Well, that's not me. God is looking for those who said, I want to be a God pleaser. I want to be a man pleaser. And sometimes we got to remind ourselves, hey, it's all about God. It's not about me. Amen? Because sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes we miss out on the blessings because we want to be a Paul pleaser. And we want to please ourselves before we want to please God. Amen? And I don't want us to miss out on those blessings, man. I don't want to miss out on them blessings. Amen. Luke 1 and verse 38. Let's get back to our story with Mary. So Mary gets this info from this angel. Greetings, O favored one. Don't be scared. God is with you. And you know, the angel says, hey, you're about to have this baby. And we can't even begin to truly understand the ramifications or what's going to happen in this little girl's life, you know. But, I mean, we can because we look back on the story. But look what she's saying yes to, man. Okay, she's betrothed to a dude who, when he finds out that she's with child, okay, probably not going to believe that an angel appeared, right? Right? Angel appeared and said, this is a baby from the Holy Spirit, and it's going to be the Messiah, and so on and so forth. I mean, that'd be a pretty hard pill to swallow, right? You know what I mean? She's taking all this burden on because she wants to please God more than she wants to please herself. I mean, this ain't the easy road that she decided to take. You know what I mean? Luke 1 and verse 38. And Mary said, but looky here, this is beautiful, man. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Well, you want God's favor in your life? And we sure need it. You know, we need it. We want God's favor in our life. That's the place we really need to come to, man. You know what I mean? We're his kid. And he loves us, and we got that grace, man, and there's nothing more precious than that grace, man, his favor in our life. But sometimes we honestly miss out on some of those blessings that he wants to give us. True story. Sometimes we miss out on it, or we miss our little, let me enjoy some of this water while I gather my thoughts. So anywho, and Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord." That's the place we've got to come to. It's not about me, it's about God. I am his servant. Amen? And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." You see that? Mary's like, didn't see this one coming. You know? Okay. "But not my will, your will be done." Boom. Talk about being in the favor of the Lord, man. You say, "God, I want your will to be done in my life." That's a scary prayer to pray. But God will take you up on that. Amen? That's what Mary said. And man, you can look at her life, man. A lot of tears. A lot of crazy things going on. But God was truly there every step of the way. And she also got to see her son risen from the dead. Amen? And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The angel's like, "Good enough. All right, there you go. Did my part." Psalm 37. I don't believe you have that one on your slide, but Psalm 37, 23. I don't think you have it there either, but don't worry about it. I'm going to read it for you. Psalm 37 and 23. Talking about God's favor, man. This is so cool. I'm going to read it without my glasses on. I'm not. "The steps of a man are established by the Lord." I like that. "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way." So I get to be where God wants me to be when I delight in doing what God wants me to do. Man, that is a profound thing, isn't it? That like blows my mind. Not really, you know. When I want to do what God tells me to do, I'm going to be where God wants me to be. And I'm going to be in a firm place because I want to do what God wants me to do. Isn't that cool? Okay. 24. "Though he fall," because we will stumble and fall, "though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand." That is the cool part right there. That is the awesome part. I just want what you want, God. Little Mary, you know, your will be done. Your will be done. I will do this because I am your servant. Okay, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know you're God. I know you can do all things. I'm trusting in you. You hear what I said? Listen to what I'm saying. I just want your will to be done. I'm trusting in you because you are God, and I know that you can do all things. Matter of fact, Luke 1:37, right there in the same passage, it says, "For nothing is impossible with God." Okay, so we got this craziness going on, or we don't know how our life's going to be put back together. Or it's just been one heck of a hard year, and so on and so forth. But you know what? God says, just give it to me. Trust in me. Align your will up with my will. And we're going to do some amazing things in this next year, okay? And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant." I already read that. "Though he fall," because we will stumble, "he shall not be cast headlong." Okay, so yeah, you're going to fall, but it's not going to be the undoing of you. It's not going to be the end of you. Why? Why? Because God's going to be right there. Remember, God is with us, okay? And he's going to hold us. "For the Lord upholds his hand." So we slip and we fall, and God's like, "Nope. All right, baby." You know a big thing going on right now? The selfies, you know, the pictures you take of yourself. Y'all a fan of those? I've started doing them. I love doing them. I don't love doing them. I don't think, like, I'm going to go take some. But I do a lot of those. But see, there's this new selfie life type thing that's kind of taken over, you know, that we didn't think about when we were kids. It didn't exist when we were kids, you know. But what's going on, like, people are falling. Did you hear about this? People are falling off the Grand Canyon, like falling down and dying, man. People are falling off of buildings. People are falling off big bridges because they're doing these weird things, man, where they get as far out as they can, and they're walking, and they're doing the selfie thing, and they're like, "No!" and they fall back. Okay. Next verse. I just wanted to tell you, I just didn't know if y'all heard about that. It's a real thing, man. People are falling and they're dying. And the park ranger said, "Yeah, I know what's the place with the big hole in the dirt? Grand Canyon, yeah." That's what the postcard says now. It's like, Come see the big hole in the dirt. No, apparently, man, the park ranger is like, yeah, man, it's these kids taking pictures, man. They're falling off the back of it. They're just whoop, falling off. Okay, so as Christians, we're going to trip and fall. We're going to do stupid stuff, man. God's not going to give us more than we can handle. Amen. I'm really trying to save myself from that stupid story thing. You know what I mean? But listen, man, God's right there with us. Amen. Let's move forward. Everyone just forget about that. God is good. Boy, praise was awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next slide. Now, sometimes, let's be honest, let's be truthful. We're in church right now. Sometimes, man, we can get kind of disturbed. We can kind of get bitter when we're trying to do the right thing. You know what I mean? We're trying to be obedient to God. We're like, man, God, do you even see what I'm doing here? You know, I'm going through a lot of hard stuff right now. God says, be patient. Trust in me. And sometimes we can get upset because it looks like the ungodly are doing pretty good right now. Sometimes it looks like the ungodly are getting away with all their crazy evil stuff, right? When we look at our nation and we see what's going on and we're like, man, this is totally crooked. This is crazy. It seems like a certain class of people can break all kinds of laws and that's cool. You know what I mean? This person can do that and then get away scot-free. Or this group of people wants to destroy my country and all this. And man, we can get so discouraged about this stuff, about the stuff we know for sure, about the stuff we don't know for sure, about the stuff the news people are lying to us about. All that crazy stuff can freak us out, right? Listen, real fast. God is with me, okay? I can have peace. I have his favor. Amen? Psalm 37 and verse 7. This is God's remedy for all this craziness going on in the world. You know what I mean? Hey, they're trying to take my First Amendment right away. They're trying to take my Second Amendment right away. Or, you know, whatever's going on. Psalm 37 and verse 7. Be still before the Lord. Okay. I'm going to do everything I can do, man. But when it's out of my hands, okay, it's in the best place because I'm going to give it to the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord because when I'm weak, I'm strong. When I'm weak, he makes me strong. Does it make sense? Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Okay? Man, a lot of us, man, if we would just take that to heart, me included, you know, we get all antsy. Well, God, I got to pay this bill and I'm coming up short. Okay, I'm going to do everything I can do about it, man. I'm going to do everything I can do. But when it's out of my hands, I got to trust in God. I'm giving it to him. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not, underline that, fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. You know, we got to work at our own salvation with fear and trembling. That doesn't mean we can save ourselves. Okay, we get saved by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We get saved by accepting that precious gift. Amen? But work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. I got a full-time job worrying about my relationship with Jesus, about me being obedient to his word. Amen? And when it's out of my hands, when all this craziness is going on, there's craziness going on, and we can get red in the face, we can get crazy, we can do all kinds of stupid stuff, but God says, hey, man, vengeance is mine. I'm going to work all this stuff out, man. I'm going to right these wrongs. You be cool, man, and stop making a big mess. All right? Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. And let's go to 2 Corinthians 6:4. But as servants of God, now, let's not be full of fear, anxiety, depression, discouragement, despair, when it looks like the ungodly are prospering. Hey, I'm God's kid. I got his favor. He's with me. I don't have to be full of fear. But look at 2 Corinthians 6:4. Let's make sure we understand this one, church. But as servants of God, that's what we are. But as servants of God, remember Mary said, I'm your servant, your will be done. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way. Paul the Apostle saying, well, I'm going to go ahead and pat these guys on the back real fast about this. By great endurance and in affliction, hardships, calamities. How you like that on your resume? Christians are going to go through that stuff. We're going to go through calamities. We're going to go through hardship. We're going to go through afflictions. Look at what Paul went through. Shipwrecks and floating in the ocean, being bit by snakes, being beat up, being stoned in the head, all that sort of thing, man. As servants of God, man, we're going to have some tough times. Mary's life wasn't no piece of cake. You know what I mean? But God was with her. Okay. Now looky here, man. Look at Moses. Moses was God's friend. Abraham was God's friend. Daniel, Joseph, these guys, man. Daniel in the lion's den. Man, he was God's man. Still had to go in that lion's den. You know what I mean? But God was with them. Amen. Some of us are right there in that lion's den. God's with us, man. You know what I mean? All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Romans 34 and verse 15. Remember, God is with us. Psalm 34 and verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. I like that. God's watching his babies. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. I used to work at the shelter for homeless and troubled kids, and we'd take them out on these outings and stuff. And man, so I'd have like 10 kids with me, and, you know, like teenagers, man. We take them to like these public places, and one of the jobs that we had to have eyes on the clients at all times, man. We didn't know where these kids were, dude. So you didn't want them to get in trouble. You didn't want them to get hurt or anything like that because they were your responsibility. You had to keep your eyes on them, man. God looks down in a crowd, and he said, that's my son, Dwayne. That's my daughter, Shelley. That's my daughter, Rachel Jean. That's my daughter, Courtney. He's got his eyes on his babies. Amen. And he knows what we're going through. And, you know, just like when you want to comfort your kids and they don't always get it. You know, they don't get it. But you're like, listen, man, you're about to go in that dental office right there. And they're going to do some things you don't dig on. But don't worry. Daddy's with you.
You're not with me, Daddy.
I am with you, son.
You're not, Daddy. You're not with
me. No, baby.
Let's go.
No, we can't go, baby. We got,
well, let's not tell Mama.
Well, let's go to Whataburger. I like the way you're thinking. But we got all God's people said, no, never mind.
No. Daddy.
The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. Okay. God's people. And his ear toward their cry. You're not alone. You're not alone. You hear what I'm saying? Even when you feel like you're all alone, man. Because sometimes, man, you don't feel his presence like you did the week before. But he reminds us over and over again in Scripture, you're not alone. I'm with you. You don't have to be full of fear. Amen. Romans 8 and 28. I know we're kind of jumping around real fast, but Romans 8, 28 should give us some peace and joy. I didn't say Chips Ahoy, but Romans 8, 28 should give us some peace and joy. I know it. I'm hungry. Okay, it's over now. God bless. No, okay, no. Romans 8:28. Here we go, beloved. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, raise your hands if you're perfect. Raise your hands if you love God. Raise your hands if you love God. Okay, now this is an awesome promise, man. Let's work on being obedient to the Holy Spirit. Let's want to please God more than we want to please ourselves. You know what I mean? Let's understand that, hey, God is with me, okay? I am his child. He knows who I am. I have his favor. He's not going to leave me or forsake me. I don't have to be full of fear. Now, I want to please him. And we have countless, countless reasons why we should want to be obedient to the Lord. Yeah, I know it's hard and I know it's difficult because a lot of the times the things that God tells me that I need to do are completely opposite than the things that I want to do. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And I'm like, I know you are holy and I know you are just and I know you are fair, but I don't want to do that, you know? But see, we got to align our will up with his will. We want to be God pleasers, right? And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Man, God's got a purpose. He's got a plan for you. Amen. And we are loved by him, and we love him. And he gives us this wonderful promise, and I want everyone here to remember this, man, that it's going to work out. It's going to work out. When the smoke clears, it's going to work out. You will be able to look and see, God, you are so faithful. God, you are so good. I never saw it coming, you know, but I put my trust in you, and you didn't let me down. And God won't let you down. Amen? Things don't always work out the way that you want them to work out. You know what I mean? But they're going to work out better than you can imagine. They're going to work out God's way. Amen. And that's not a cop-out. That's not me giving a little place over there for like, oh, if your prayers don't get answered, it'll work out God's way. I'm saying, man, you want God's will. You're his servant, right? Don't make me get angry. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. That's me. That's you. Whoop-de-doo. Luke 2. In verse 14, let's close with this one, guys. This is a good one. Luke 2 and verse 14. This is the shepherds out in the field. They get this awesome experience. You know, the night Jesus was born. This is what the angels say. Glory to God in the highest. So all creation at this moment, all heaven, creation is like just ecstatic about the birth of the Savior. And almost nobody on earth even knows anything about it. But there's multitudes of angels praising God in the highest. But see, check this out. Let's focus on this for 1 second. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, because that's where I'm at. Okay, I'm on earth. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. That's where I reside. That's where I lay my head, on earth. Dig? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those whom he has pleased. Our peace among those who his favor rests. We're talking about God's favor, okay? And one of the biggest things that we can have with his favor, and it's very elusive to us, you know, because we want to do it our own way, but God says, listen up. God says we can have peace. And that's true, man. It's true, not just true because it's in the Bible. It's true because I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided, man, that I want to taste and see that the Lord is good. And God is faithful, man. And when you rely on him, you put your trust in him, you don't have to be a nervous wreck. You don't have to be full of fear all the time. You know what I mean? We're not perfect, but we're God's babies, man. And let's work on aligning my will up with his will. You know what I mean? I want to be a God pleaser. And I want all the goodies he has for me. And, well, you shouldn't be excited about all the goodies. Everyone do that voice, man. Like you're a fat Southern guy. Wait, hold on a second. You are a fat Southern guy. No, I'm playing. Oh, you know. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those whom he has pleased. Talking about God's favor this morning, and we need it. Amen? Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your will being done in our lives, Lord. And as we go through this uneven ground, as we travel this road, Lord, that we don't know what lies ahead, Lord. We know that you are ahead of us, Lord, and in that we follow the great shepherd, and you make a way where there is no way, Lord. And we don't have a reason to fear because you are with us, Lord. And we have your favor. We are your beloved child, Lord. Let us hunger and thirst for righteousness. Let us put you first. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So, hey, tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., woman's prayer meeting up here at the church. Tomorrow, 12 p.m. at Whataburger, Bible study. Come on out there. It's on Stewart Street. Have a good old time. We love to see you. Wednesday night, we have something for every single age group at Bible study. But unfortunately, at this time, we do not have childcare on Wednesday nights. But please come on up here, worship with us, bring your little ones. Pray for Brother David, pray for Brother McClary. Pray for little Abby. Pray, take your prayer request. Pray. Read a chapter of Luke every single day this month. Merry Christmas, and God bless you all.